2016 is called to order. Please turn off or silence all electronic devices. And Mr. Travassos, do you read the flag, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please. Commissioner Guidry? Commissioner Lemoine?
Here.
Commissioner Perkins?
Here.
Commissioner Farrow?
Here.
Commissioner Purnell?
Here.
Commissioner Sonnet?
Here.
Travassos?
Yeah.
Consider approving minutes of July 27th, 2016, regular meeting. Discussion, corrections, additions?
I make a motion that we accept.
Okay. Lemoine? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Zoning, public hearing for Chapter 19 of the Code of Ordinances of the Town of Berlin, Louisiana, to amend and readopt the official zoning map of the Town of Berlin, Louisiana. Public hearing is now open. Questions, comments? No? Right? No questions or comments? I'll close the public hearing.
Yes, I have some property on Beechwood that I'm trying to get rezoned from, on Main Street.
Oh, that's next.
Okay.
This is our map that we're changing. I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion.
I'll second it.
Travassos second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Okay, unanimously approved. Public hearing, rezoning request from R1 Single Family Residential to C1 Light Commercial at 653 East Main Street for James W. Sorrell and Laverne M. Sorrell. Public hearing is now open. Comments, questions?
Yes.
And your address, please?
My name is James W. Sorrell. I live at 6840 South River Road in Addis. And we purchased this property some time ago at this property on 653 East Main Street. And it was commercially zoned at the time. And after we closed the business, it was a daycare center. And after we closed that business, I tried to get it rezoned. I mean, I was checking to see if I could open up like a rooming house. And I was told that probably, you know, it probably wouldn't go. So they would rather to have a single family property, you know, on a piece of property like that. So I came and had it rezoned, and it was rezoned to from commercial to residential. And at that time, I was going to, you know, sell it for a home or try to go in and do some repairs and make it like a single residence. And then I met this young lady, Miss Liz. She wanted to buy this property, and I figured that was a good time to sell it. But then she wanted it needed to be commercial for what she wanted to do with it. So then now I'm applying to have it zoned back to a commercial, a light commercial property. And that's where we're at right now. And Ms. Liz can come up and tell you, I guess, about what she wanted to do with the property. Okay.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Elizabeth Jackson, and I'm the owner of Brightside Rehabilitation Services. We're a state agency that provides rehabilitation pre-vocational services for the adults physically challenged. And we've been open now in Brulee for 3 years, and it's been very successful. I employ 7 to 10 residents here in our city of Brulee. We have 30 consumers. It's not an overnight thing. It's a day habilitation, and we're open from 8 to 2 Monday through Friday. And it's a pre-vocational for the physically challenged adults. And what the state did some years ago is that instead of them just sitting in the house, you know, not having anything to do, they came up with a pre-vocational, you know, for them to learn on their level. And it's been a very successful business. My family is from Brulee. I, you know, spent summers over here in Brulee growing up, so I felt like I was back at home, and it was a facility need over in West Baton Rouge Parish. And that's where the Lord had led me to come over here to open up. So I do have consumers. We're on the map with this now, from Plaquemine, Port Allen, Irvinville, Baton Rouge, East Baton Rouge, North Baton Rouge, as far as from Zachary. And I pray God for the expansion of this business for the consumers that I serve every day. And I also pray God for putting back into the community by employing individuals here for jobs. So I think out of my employees, I may have one employee that lives in Baton Rouge, and all the rest of the employees are from here. And the community has been very supportive, you know, of me and what I'm doing in the community for the individuals. So, you know, with the help of Mr. Sorrell and them, I'm looking forward to opening up another one.
Where is your business? It's already open, you said, here in Brulee.
557 East Main Street.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
It's way up, it should be. Jeff, that way Ethel's used.
Yeah, the old Ethel's building.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So the building you're talking about rezoning is further down the street.
Yes, ma'am.
Daycare.
Yes, ma'am.
Daycare. Yeah. Across from the drugstore.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Any other question?
Oh yeah. Are there residents next to the? The one you're trying to
open? One, yeah.
Yes.
Well, they have somebody like in the back with a trailer in the back of it. And next door, nobody's staying in that house.
Most of the activities are inside.
The clients?
Yes,
yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, that's the trailer. That's the Loop's old garage.
Can't build it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The guy in the trailer, yes, he's still there. Nobody's in this house. It's vacant. This other building is something different. You're going to do that, or you're going to do the same thing? Same thing, yes, sir. Same thing. So it's going to be a bigger space than where you are now.
It's the accommodation is going to hold about the same amount of people, and the need is great over here in West Baton Rouge Parish. It's very great. And I think right now, when I apply for license with the state, it has to be a facility need. And I think the closest one, the other closest they have, I think is somewhere outside of New Rose or something like that. So, I mean, I'm transporting clients from, you know, different places. I told you over here across from across the river. And it's giving them a chance. You know, it's not about me. It's giving them a chance to get out, have 6 hours a day, you know, to have something to do arts and crafts, to learn on their levels and things, and sometimes take them, you know, out on outings and bring them back and things. And one of our biggest things was, I think on our last outing, we were at the police station in Brule and the and the police station in Addis.
Yeah.
So we got a chance to speak with the mayor and things like that, and just, you know, it may not mean a whole lot to us, but to them it does. To tell them that we appreciate them and things, and that's what I've been doing for about the last 20 years of my life.
So you're going to have the business operating in both buildings?
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you all so much.
I make a motion to send it to the council.
To approve.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Approved to the council.
Is that right?
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Any other business come forward? Points of personal privilege? Oh, I'm sorry. Planning. I skipped planning. I am so sorry. Public hearing. Final plat showing the re-subdivision of the Janus L.A. Bayer et al.'s property into lots JH1 and JH2, located in Section 56, Township 8 South, Range 12 East, Southeastern Land District, west of the Mississippi River, Town of Brule, Parish of West Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana, for Ivy Thibodeau, Jr.
Good afternoon, Cletus Langwall with Pot Engineers and Surveyors. I'm here to represent Mr. Thibodeau. This was a piece of property that belonged to Ms. Janice Abair. Mr. Thibodeau bought it. He's going to divide it in half, and he wants to build a house on JH2. We divided it in half based upon the acreage by the square foot.
I don't know what it is.
Already... This is on Pecan Street, right behind where his son lives on the other side of the road. Where his son just built that brick house on the other side of Pecan, he's on the north side.
I don't know where that is.
Okay. When you're going down on LeBove and you pass right on, there's Short Street, then there's Pecan Street, and then is the next one
Aline.
Yeah. And so it's that little Short Street
okay.
That's Pecan.
I know where you are now. All right.
Already zoned resident.
Yes, ma'am.
R1.
I should have it on here. Zoning is R1 single family. Yes, ma'am.
That's by John.
Yes, John.
I'm on the west
side.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Comments, questions from the public? Public hearing is still open.
Yes, I'd like to know where these people are going to come in and out from that on that lot. What street?
For Pecan.
Why?
Because on JH2 there is enough for them to come off of Short Street. The asphalt does go far enough, but on JH1 the asphalt doesn't go all the way to the the ordinance states has to go at least over halfway of the road of the lot. So they'll have to.
That belongs to the city?
The Pecan Street?
No. What's missing?
I'm
like, you blacked out. You said don't go all the way.
The extension.
On Short Street, yes, sir.
Short Street.
Yeah.
Who does it belong to?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I didn't do an abstract. That's why they're coming off of Pecan Street, so that they won't have to access off of Short.
The thing is, there's only one house on Short Street. One. Pecan has five coming up ahead. Okay? You got five houses coming using Pecan Street. And you can only, it's just a single lane street. It's a substandard street.
But it is in the public system. It does belong to the city of Brule. It shows as a public street, yes, sir. Both of them do. Short and Pecan both show up as a public street. Yes, sir.
Why do they want to load Pecan and not do that to the other?
Well, originally we were looking at which way they would go out, and once we discussed it with the building official, it's determined that JH1 doesn't have enough frontage on Short Street on the actual blacktop itself.
Okay, isn't that going to get continued on that?
That's up to the mayor. You have the mayor and the council. You have to discuss that with them. The ordinance just says that I have to make a legal lot that fronts on a legal street that fronts on a road that's owned by the city, and that's what we're doing.
Any other questions or comments? I'll close the public hearing. Do I have questions or discussions? Member? Do I have a motion? Anyone?
Can I have a question?
Sure.
Who are the five people that currently own?
Will Duke comes from West, and Wanda Bissett's house, I don't know the name of the people that purchased it. Miss Margaret, name, my brother Dorn and his wife Wanda and Mr. John. That's coming from the back to
forward.
The front.
Yeah, Taylor Richard.
Richard, okay.
Yeah.
No,
nobody asked.
Nobody comes off to the north.
All, everybody goes valley. Anyone want to present a motion?
Make a motion to send it to council for
approval. Just purpose means that we send it to council to approve the final plat. I have a second.
I'll second.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
All those in favor, nay.
Thank y'all.
Thank you. Now, any other business? Points of personal privilege? Any announcements? None? Nothing? All right. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
Mr. Lemoine says he wants to adjourn. Second by?
I second it.
For now, all those in favor? Aye. Opposed? Nay. They are adjourned at 6:49.
6:49.
How you doing? Good. Johnny, you paying money?